And now it's time for the Toy of the Week podcast from Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about toys of the week. This week, we're going to look at Slug Zombies Series 4. There are 3 packs, and there is a 12-pack. But which packs should you buy, other than all of them? I have an answer, and I will go get my Slug Zombies and talk to you about them right now. Okay, I took a little bit longer to find than I expected. Anyway, there are 12 packs and 4 packs. The 12-pack, I'm going to start with. It includes Gruesome Gabe, Sawblade Samson, Leo the Lifeless, Deranged Denise, English Dead Guard. You know what? I'm going to stop reading the names and just describe the figures, because you're not going to get anything out of this. Anyway, the 12-pack's about $11-$12. And you get Gruesome Gabe, which is a 1950s-style punk guy who's combing his hair and ripping his hair out. Sawblade Samson, who looks a lot like Ash from Army of Darkness. He's not a zombie. He's a flesh-colored, I should say white flesh-colored human. Leo the Lifeless looks like Larry from the Three Stooges. Deranged Denise is a little girl with a teddy bear. I don't get the reference. English Dead Guard is a zombie with a cannon hole blast through his chest, and he looks like a British soldier guy. The Rain-Eaten Barbarian is a mashup of various barbarian characters in the movies, zombie. Jamaica Me Sick is the Bob Marley lookalike. Two Scoops Too Late Steve is an ice cream soda jerk kind of guy. He's got a change belt on and everything. Dismembered Dennis is a stack of 3 boxes with a zombie arm coming out of one, a head coming out of another, and a foot coming out of a third. It's actually pretty cool. Buckskin Bill is basically your, what's his name? Alamo. You know what I'm thinking of. Daniel Boone kind of explorer, Davy Crockett kind of thing, with a apparently raccoon on his head. Decomposing Dan is a painter who's holding a dismembered wrist with a paintbrush in it, as well as an easel. And Moldy Moxie is a 1950s diner waitress on roller skates. Other figures in the line are, now these figures, some of them are exclusive to the 12-pack, some of them are in 3-packs. So basically, if you want a complete set, and I do, you need to get a couple of 3-packs and a 12-pack. Other exclusives in the 3-packs include, here we go, Gangrene Jean. He's sort of a Don Johnson-ish looking guy. He's got a drink in his hand. Ferocious Frankie, a zombie dog who's, I think, ate Gangrene Jean's hand. Johnson, one word, it's a human, not zombie. It basically looks like Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. And rounding out the line is Play It Safe Sammy. It looks kind of like a little bit like a G.I. Joe or Hazmat kind of guy. Obviously, it's not Snake Eyes, but he's got like a gas mask on and a big old rifle. So he's very military in appearance. Again, cannot nail down the specific reference because my pop culture kung fu is all over the place. The Slug Zombies line is really as much of a Rorschach test for your abilities to see pop culture as it is a neat collectible toy line. If you don't have any of them and have no idea what I was listening or talking about for the last 3 minutes, first of all, bless your heart for listening. And second of all, they're basically zombie muscle men from the 1980s. It's a great line. There are, as far as I know, about 6 series planned plus the 4 Christmas packs, which only showed up at a specific retailer in the U.S. and have not shown up elsewhere yet. They're not marked exclusive. That's just where they showed up. And that's about it. So I like these a bunch. I would recommend to you, the listener, if you grew up in the 1980s, and if you're like me, you did, go get a 12-pack. Whatever 12-pack we have in stock right now, grab one. Because you'll get no duplicates in it. You get 12 unique figures. Usually 2 humans and 10 zombies. And if you like it, and I'm pretty sure you will, you'll want to get the rest of them, which will have sets or cases or what have you. They're a lot of fun. They have no articulation. The sculpts are great. And, I mean, you can basically buy references to all the Three Stooges and Colonel Sanders and all kinds of stuff. I've got bunches of them on my desk and have for months. There's one that looks like Sean from Shaun of the Dead. Not a zombie, a zombie hunter. It's great. It's a fun little line. I hope it continues. At Toy Fair last year, they showed signs for Slug Zombies as well as Slug Monsters and Slug Aliens. Now, those haven't in any way proceeded to my knowledge, in the sense that I haven't seen a pre-order, a solicitation, a picture. But hey, it's a new year. Anything could happen. Here's hoping there's more figures just like this. If you're a fan of the OMFG figures, this is right up your alley. And if you don't know what those are, go to our website, search OMFG, buy a pack of those too. And you will say thank you, and I will say you're welcome. That's all for this week. I got to get this done. See ya on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, Tumblr, entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. That's all I got for now. See you next time.